one, do you copy?
Contact! Contact!
The cast and crew of The Blood Hunters say it's more than just a vampire flick.
There's drama, there's romance,
There's comedy.
There's those whose teeth are like swords. Fangs are like knives.
It's also about revenge, redemption, and family. And the project is homegrown.
We did all of this on a $24,000 budget, which is insane. I mean, it should have never been accomplished.
Lori Patterson, one of the executive producers on the film, was also the line producer, an assistant director, the caterer, driver, and the dishwasher. She also owns a small retail business. She says most of the cast had multiple roles on the set and day jobs, and she says special effects may have been the hardest thing to pull off.
And that's why the budget was so tough.
And they got creative about it. The Blood Hunter is a supernatural horror film. It pits vampire against human and tells the complex story of a damaged hero who falls in with a group of vampire hunters. He's on the vampire kill list for unknowingly carrying a powerful blood that bestows vampires with certain abilities. And there is a lot of blood in the movie. Patterson says they made much of it, sometimes out of craft paint and water, other times out of corn syrup and food dye. They splattered it all over their sets, which were mostly in Billings, Mult, and the Pryor Mountains. Patterson says the filming made for some long, sweaty days.
All of it was July and August, so it was the hottest part of the year, so we had no air conditioning. It was dusty, it was dirty,
It was miserable, but it was worth it.
That's co-director Chaz Llewellyn, who played Caleb, the vampire leader. He says while the movie is low budget, it looks high definition.
The Blood Hunter is completely shot in 4K. It's top quality sound. We have, you know, sound mixers and stuff on set. Like, all of this is as professional as a lot of things that come out of Hollywood in terms of quality and visually and sound-wise.
Llewellyn says The Blood Hunter is a rare Billings creation.
There's a lot of short films. There's a lot of documentaries being made, and those are wonderful. But when it comes to, you know, a feature film, there's not a whole lot of that going on. But it's because it does take a lot. And we just want to try to grow this film culture in Billings a little bit more.
Producer Lori Patterson says filming wrapped up last summer, but the cast still hangs out on the weekends.
I think the friendships and the sense of family that we created doing this is pretty incredible.
The film raised its modest budget through a variety of means, including a Kickstarter campaign and individual investment from producers. The Blood Hunter's first screening is Saturday night at the Babcock Theater in Billings. Kayla Darroche, YPR News.